This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Moviegoers over in China are having a big couple of weekends. The government's unofficial 10-week or so long summer blackout for imported movies over there is over. This weekend, it's Free Guy opening, the one with Ryan Reynolds. Last week, it was Luca from Disney and Pixar, made a modest $5 million, mostly COVID caution, people are thinking. But even without the pandemic, Hollywood is not a lock for the top of the Chinese box office anymore. Marketplace's Jennifer Peck has that one from Shanghai.
You know the movie Kill Bill? There's an epic fight scene where Uma Thurman's character fights off dozens of masked men. That scene was filmed in Beijing. The year was 2002, and China was not a typical shooting location for Hollywood. So why Beijing? Kill Bill's executive producer, E. Bennett Walsh, recalls a conversation he had with director Quentin Tarantino.
He said, I want to do Kill Bill Volume 1 in Asia. I could make House of Blue Leaves and a soundstage in L.A., but I want the sensibilities of the crew to seep into the movie.
The collaboration between Hollywood and China at that point, he says, was great.
It was like a first date. And like a first date, there was a lot of flirting.
Any Hollywood movies released in China back then easily topped the box office, like the 2009 sci-fi film Avatar.
Outstanding.
That was one of the first American movies Harris Liu saw in theaters, quite a luxury in eastern Jiangsu province.
In the early 2000s, movie tickets cost over $14, and my parents made just under $150 a month.
He says growing up, he might watch all American movies allowed into China, up to 34 a year. Not anymore, he says. Chinese films are catching up. In 2012, Chinese comedy Lost in Thailand hit 1 billion yuan at the box office. Suddenly, film was a hot investment, says Chris Bremble, CEO of Base Media, a visual effects and animation firm in Beijing.
I remember sitting, you know, here in my office with a group of rare earth miners. And they were like, we have all this money. We like to invest it in movies.
Chinese money also poured into Hollywood. David Lee is an American film producer and distributor in Beijing.
Wanda Studio bought AMC, you know, for over $2 billion. You know, Perfect World invested over $500 million in the slate of films in Universal.
Not everyone was having a good time. Sean Yue is a film producer of the Chinese blockbuster films Detective Chinatown 2 and 3.
The impression was Hollywood wants Chinese money, but they don't want to listen to Chinese people.
I was at a premiere of a movie and talking to the Hollywood executive, and the Chinese executives came over, and the Hollywood guy says, are you going to pay us yet? Like, the movie's done, you know, and there was a big argument.
Bremble of Base Media. He says by 2018, China's government had put an end to the crazy deals. The trade war had started, then a pandemic hit. Now there's a backlog of Hollywood films waiting to be released in Chinese theaters. Again, movie distributor Lee.
A film typically takes anywhere from 1 to 3 months to secure the necessary approvals. With the trade war, we're looking at 3 to 6 months.
Hollywood studios also face problems with China's revenue share and film quotas. They can bypass these limits with a co-production. That's where at least a third of the financing and principal cast are Chinese. But it's tough. One of the largest co-productions was in 2016, a fantasy adventure called The Great Wall.
Why are you here?
We came to trade.
You lie.
The film had all the ingredients for success. It starred Matt Damon and was directed by China's top guy, Zhang Yimou. But the movie was a flop. Damon told Marc Maron on the WTF podcast last month that he knew the film was a disaster. He recalled a conversation he had with the director about a scene he didn't get. They spoke through a translator named Frank.
Frank says, yes, the director agrees with you, but says, since this is a Hollywood movie, yeah. And I was like, oh, God, no, no.
Damon says the director was making a, quote, Hollywood film rather than sticking to his vision. Another co-production called Meg, a shark film, did well in both the U.S. and China in 2018. Could there be another like it? Again, Bremble of Base Media.
I think it's hard to serve both masters.
Producer Yue thinks it is possible. But instead of one movie, he says, make two films from one script.
We're going to write a great script that we know is going to work in China. If the film becomes successful, I will take part of the profit and send it back to the U.S. and then produce it again in American way.
Hollywood and China still want to work together, he says. They're just not sure how to restart that romance. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.